friends, welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day today. And if you've noticed, we've brought a copious amount of supplements on the set. We got a whole bunch of health news we're going to be bringing you guys today as he makes a shake, finally, in one of our shakers. He's gotten rid of the K-bar in the glass, stirring it up like he's, you know.
Well, the other day I had a big lump go down the wrong way. I thought that's
the shakers are great for that, guys. We got them on the site. If you want them, they're cheap. We order them all the time. The HM Health Master shakes, they work really good for that.
They work great.
I mean, it's what they're for. And that's, you know, I was talking to everybody the other day over the weekend, a bunch of friends of mine. I was telling about the Ultimate Morning Energy Kit that we've been doing every morning for quite some time now. And it's one of those things where, you know, you got breakfast in under 60 seconds. If you don't have time to make eggs or have time to make something, you got to get in the car, out the door, on the road, rolling. You saw it. I mean, throw it in there, purple stick, shake it up, done, chug it down, and you're out the door. And you're not, you know, I've never understood this sometimes, why people don't plan accordingly. I talk to people all the time. And, I'm in a rush. I got to stop by Starbucks and I got to buy my pastry and my donut and my coffee. And I'm like,
your $11 cup of coffee.
Well, yeah. And you just blew $15, $20 at Starbucks. I mean, you think about that. You spend $10, $20 every morning, okay, on average.
I wonder what they would do if you open carried in Starbucks.
Well, they've already said that. They said, we do not want your business if you like the Second Amendment. I'm loosely quoting that. That was the CEO. But, you know, you think about it, $20 a day on average, one of those fancy coffees with snacks, $20 a day, that's $100 a week. That's $400 a month.
Oh, you're $20 a day, $600 a month.
Well, I'm assuming just work days. I'm talking just Monday through Friday.
Yeah, you're not going to go without your caffeine, though, bud.
On the weekend,
you know,
yeah.
You're going to have a headache.
With the shakers, you know, with the Fit Food, you know, we've got three-pack specials. I've actually got a six-pack together that I threw together. It's going to be five cans, get one free. You know, and you're talking about $200-$300 for the whole case of shakes. They'll last you for weeks, if not months on end.
Months.
And on top of that, you're getting some healthy, good, high-quality protein, throwing purple sticks in, getting nutrients that you need in your body, fuels off of, and not just throwing a bunch of garbage in there, and you're not supporting a giant global company that hates your guns and hates your freedom and loves abortions. I'm just quoting what they say on there. So, again, guys, thank you for the support on everything. Continue to get the truth out there. One health story that I want to get into before we get into all this, so stay with me here for a second. We're going to get into this, but this is a big deal now. They're saying now that Lodapo and Burgess are the likely picks for the CDC. Now, if you guys know Lodapo, he's the Florida Surgeon General.
Oh, he'd be great.
Yeah. He's the one who came in and said that nobody under any circumstances needs to get the COVID shot.
Because of children, yep.
Yeah. No, he said full night, even elderly. I mean, he came out with the kids last year. Oh, shoot. It was, what, almost a year and a half ago. Yep. He came out and said anybody under the age of 18 does not need to ever get this shot. We're trying to figure out what it does still. It is not safe. It is not effective. Nobody needs to get this shot if they're underage. Now he's saying that anybody, whole spectrum, doesn't matter if you're one or if you're 120, don't get this shot. He said that now for months. So I think he would be a great head of the CDC. But we'll see how this happens on here. The other individuals, Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess, has emerged another potential nominee. So we'll see how this goes. But I do have to say, you know, like, there's been some strange things. There's been some theater. But we have definitely made some progress, at least in getting out some of these big buffoon, clown, transgender weirdos out of some of these positions now in the federal government.
I'll take everyone we get.
So
I, you know, and I mean, you know, you guys know that I don't like some of the stuff that Trump does, but I didn't like anything that Biden did.
Where we were going or the Biden administration was not even remotely sustainable.
No. But what he's doing now, if we put the this fellow in right here, what's his name again?
Lodapo.
We're going to have an incredible CDC leader. I mean, he'd be amazing.
Well, he was the first Surgeon General and one of the first main individuals on mainstream to come out against the COVID-19 shot. Mm. He came out and said, what is this shot doing? Why are the side effects so severe? And he's the one to put together with DeSantis the doggone grand jury investigated. Mm. And then they came out and said, well, we haven't seen anything illegal done as far as with the shot.
That's because of the emergency use authorization.
That's right.
The only reason.
The emergency use authorization was the umbrella. And what it did was it pretty much gave Pfizer and those companies the ability to do anything they wanted, and it was legal. So, but they did say in that grand jury, if you guys remember when it came out, they said that this shot is not that effective. It is not seen to be safe.
Effective at all.
But it's under emergency authorization, so nothing illegal technically happened with it because it was one gigantic experiment. So.
And now they're coming out and saying that they had extensive human trials on it, which is a complete lie. But anyhow, I want to cover something this morning. I mean, I get a lot of emails on this, and I guess you guys kind of trust me and can't really believe I'm going to be talking about this on the air this morning in depth like this, but I'm going to do it because you guys have asked me to. Top doctor, this is from the Daily Mail, reveals surprising medications causing sex misery for millions.
Oh, wow. That's horrible.
Well, he's talking about erectile dysfunction right now.
Yeah.
And so it's a major problem that a lot of people have. And I wasn't even aware that it was this bad. 50 million men in the U.S. have erectile dysfunction.
50 million men? There's only one, like 180 million men in the entire country.
And it's starting at the age of 30.
Wow.
And it's going way down now.
Well, what's the main cause of it? Are you going to get into that?
I'm going to get into that right now. And I want to cover this. A lot of it's from medication that people are taking.
I don't doubt that.
You know, and so
that's one of the side effects.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and cover some of this, because, you know, I get asked this all of the time. You know, we tell people, you know, take the zinc, take the vitamin E, take the HGH stimulate.
Prostate support.
And it really helps a lot of people. But there's still a lot of people still are dealing with this. And it says, as of 2024, about 50 million men are suffering from erectile dysfunction, while studies show that up to 50% of women find it difficult also. Dr. Levine, as far as in themselves, not in the men. Dr. Levine first pointed out towards beta blockers that are used to treat heart conditions as a possible reason. About 30 million Americans are using beta blockers, making it one of the most commonly prescribed medicines in the U.S. Beta blockers use a cure of normal heart rhythms, angina, chest pains, and recurring heart attacks by reducing the force of heartbeats and blood pressure. Now, I'm not telling any of you that if you're taking any kind of prescription drug at all to discontinue the use of the prescription drug. That's a big no-no. We don't do that at Health Masters. You go back to your medical doctor who gave you the drug, discuss alternative treatment protocols if you don't want to be on a specific drug, or you find another medical doctor that's willing to help you, because some doctors won't help you. They simply won't. I know if you take some children to the emergency center or to EU or whatever, if they're not fully vaccinated and everything else, they won't even talk to you. They won't even mess with you. They'll tell you to leave.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and I hate to say this. Sometimes if you're in a position where you have a young family member, a friend or family, and they're under the age of 18 and they're going to a pediatric center, again, this is just my personal opinion. If you run into this situation, I've seen it before where you bring somebody in, it's a teenager, they're a kid, and the ER nurses immediately go, "Oh, they are vaccinated." Well, the problem is
they always say fully vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated. And the thing is, you have two answers you can go with that. I'm just giving you guys my honest opinion from what I've heard from other people when they've had this happen, is you can either go, "No, we don't believe in vaccines," and you can start that whole argument discussion up, which you can do that. However, you got to read the room and figure out what's going on. If you're bringing a friend or family member in that's, you know, 8, 9, 10, 12 years old, and they're having a significant problem, or they broke a wrist or they broke a leg, and all of a sudden now you're getting this massive debate with the nurse about vaccines, it's really erroneous. You're not doing anything positive.
The best way to say that, if they ask you that question, "Oh, the vaccines, oh, my pediatrician takes care of all of that."
That's exactly right. Okay. And that's what I was getting with that.
Well, no, and that way you,
because it's not the time or the place to get an argument with it.
And if they go into details, the same response, "Oh, I don't know. My pediatrician always makes sure my children are taken care of." Just don't answer the question.
They're fully up to date on everything the pediatrician recommends.
Yeah, that's
there
all.
There you go. You don't have to lie, but you also don't have to start volunteering information or get into a giant debate. Because if your kid or your friend or your family member needs immediate care for something, that's not the time or the place to get a giant argument. "Hey, my pediatrician handles all their stuff. They're fully up to date with whatever the pediatrician recommends." I don't know anything else. They handle all that.
Okay, we're back to beta blockers.
Anyways.
Research has also explained that by lowering blood pressure on the heart's contractions, beta blockers may not allow enough blood to reach the penis to maintain an erection. In women, some experts also believe that it can reduce libido by creating certain levels of sedation in the body. Dr. Levine also noted that high levels of thiazide diuretics can also lead to sexual dysfunction of both men and women. That means diuretics. The drugs help the body eliminate excess fluid and salt by reabsorbing sodium chloride in the kidneys and pushing it out by urinating more. They're used to treat high blood pressure, heart failure, and edema, swelling caused by fluid. While researchers have not clarified how these can do this with a male system, they believe it may impact the muscle function of the reproductive organs. The diuretics can also reduce blood flow to the penis, leading to erectile dysfunction. Similarly, while there's no clear research on medication causing sexual dysfunction in women, research from Rocky Vista University noted that most women who take diuretics also have a reduced libido. So we've already got two things, beta blockers and libidos now that can cause serious problems. Now, another one is something that's used. It's called Flomax. And this is for the for prostate conditions that can include dizziness and runny nose, and more dangerous include all kinds of failure with reproductive organs. Medication called Recondition. And so they're telling the Flomax can also cause erectile dysfunction. And then he talks about, this is one that surprised me. He also highlighted that Adderall, a stimulant medication used to treat ADD, can also cause sexual dysfunction. This medication is taken over 16 million adults [S2] Jeez. [S1] In the U.S. and helps increase attention deficit disorder and hyperactivities. And it says increase means decrease in patients by increasing levels of dopamine, described as a feel-good hormone. We're going to cover dopamine in just a second. This is very important. At times, it can also constrict blood vessels, which may reduce blood flow to the penis and make it difficult to basically have an erection. And I'm sorry, with kids this morning, you don't need to listen to this show. It's not for kids.
This is a top. We do health news research, but I mean, the thing about this is, you know, everybody needs to know about this.
Yeah, but a 7-year-old doesn't need to hear this.
I don't think a whole lot of 7-year-olds listen to the show.
Well, I don't know. I'm just letting you know. This is a PG-13 movie today.
Show, movie, podcast?
Well, it was a movie.
Film?
Listen, if George Clooney can be a movie star, we can too. He's terrible.
George Clooney.
He's horrible. Additionally, sexual dysfunction is a common side effect of many antidepressant medications.
There you go.
Because of neurotransmitters in the brain, including serotonin and norepinephrine. Now, all this stuff is something that people need to realize. And it says nicotine, it found in tobacco products and vaping products, can also affect sexual function, leading both to erectile dysfunction and reduced libido. Now, I want to cover one other thing here, which is this is very, very important. It talks about ED, and it says that this is a major problem with erectile dysfunction with a lot of guys, and it's basically overlooked. And what it is, it's dopamine. Okay, and what happens is, even if your testosterone is good, if your dopamine is low, you simply have no desire to basically have sex, which is an important thing. You got to understand this. And that's why a lot of times ED pills are not a fix, because the dopamine is too low. And so you have to elevate dopamine. Dopamine is like a muscle. It weakens over time if it's not activated properly. In today's modern world, it's designed to destroy dopamine. See, all of this screen time that we have, all of the blue light we see, all of the stuff that we do as far as when we're on the computer, it triggers dopamine receptors in the body. And when you basically have lower dopamine, you have a lowered sexual libido, period.
And let me add to this. This is why it's so important to be very cautious if your children are using screens or iPads or TVs all the time, because the TV shows and the children's television and the cartoons now, if you've noticed, they're much brighter. They're much more vivid, and they're much more lucid than they used to be. We used to have, you know, Looney Tunes, The Roadrunner, you know, Yosemite Sam. It's about as basic as it got from cartoons. You look at the modern-day cartoons now, and there's these bright, vivid, neon colors with this insanely fast flicker rate, constantly hitting the dopamine of these young kids. It's burning them out quick.
And it says chronic stress floods your brain with cortisol, making it harder for dopamine.
Yep.
Too much screen time and overstimulation dulls dopamine receptors, so normal arousal doesn't register. And nutrient deficiencies, which I'm going to cover right now, make it impossible for your brain to produce enough dopamine in the first place. Now, remember a few years ago, I must have been 4 or 5 years ago, we went to that one, quote-unquote, Patriot meeting over there in South Lakeland and Mulberry.
Correct.
Okay? We went to a couple of those, and it was a joke. I wasn't going to get involved with it. The guy basically was absorbed by his own ability not to speak in front of the group. He's awful. But he did show an interesting video of a black guy who was gay, who was in the Tree of Life with a giant snake. You remember that?
I remember exactly who it was.
And I forgot the name of the guy. He told a bunch of
that Nas kid.
Nas guy. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And what he was doing, what it was all about Kabbalah and basically forcing people into that realm of thought. And it's unbelievably satanic.
It's very satanic. And I went down to hell and all kinds of
things. Oh, no. And so I said to him, I said, I need to explain, if you don't mind, give me 3 minutes what we're seeing.
You saw this.
Okay.
Because 95% of the people in the room didn't even understand what they just witnessed with that.
No, they had no idea. And so, but he refused to allow me to give him, he refused to give me 3 minutes. And I said, that's enough. If he doesn't want to discuss what he just showed on the air, we're not going to do
this. You got to have a debrief after a video like that.
But we were forced to watch the video. So I thought, you know, whatever. Okay, now, here's some ways that you can increase dopamine naturally. Very important. You have to eat more protein, like I just did this morning with the Fit Food Protein. Super, super important. Protein helps to make, basically, dopamine. You've got to have it. If you don't want to use a Fit Food, which I don't know why you wouldn't want to do that, it's so easy to use. Turkey, beef, eggs, You know, eggs. Very, very important. I mean, I eat so many eggs, it's ridiculous. We have a brand new recipe for pancakes that we had yesterday for the kids.
Yeah.
And they use we use eggs in the pancakes. We use oatmeal in the pancakes. And I'll get you the recipe out tomorrow.
It's like a protein pancake.
Oh, my gosh. No, and the kids, you know, I know Sean Renee made like literally, you know, like three batches of pancakes. And your kids ate every single pancake. It was nuts how many pancakes they ate. And they wanted more. They wanted more. They wanted more. And they're healthy pancakes. And so we'll get you a recipe for that tomorrow. But the crazy part is that studies suggest that increasing tyrosine, another amino acid, and phenylalanine, you know, from eating protein, can raise dopamine levels in the brain. And then it says eat less saturated fat. And that would be, to me, that would be lard. You got to stay away from that, palm oil, that kind of stuff. But I think butter and animal fat's okay as long as it's not pork. I think that's okay. That's not a problem. And it says consume probiotics. Now, we've got some of the best probiotics in the entire world. We do. We have someone that's 350 billion we bring out of Belgium. And that's not one you take every single day. If you go on antibiotics, you would take it like every other day until you went through a box so of them.
We put together three different ones.
Yep, that's right.
The third, starting from the left to right, the 350 billion, this one is definitely the strongest one we have. This is post-antibiotic.
This is the best.
350 billion. At the time of packaging, it's registered at 650 billion.
I mean, you could use it every day. It's not going to hurt you, but the reality is
it's expensive.
It's expensive.
It's not cheap. And so then you have the probiotic 100 billion. This is a really good daily supplement to really maintain your overall health. And if you're in a budget,
this is a great one.
The probiotic DF is the best one, which is $44.99, which is in a budget. But this 350 one right here, this is a heavy hitter. This one is expensive. And so it's a really, really good product that does really well at getting the body's natural bacteria where it needs to be.
And also it says exercise is recommended for boosting dopamine and endorphin levels and improving mood. Multiple studies report that physical activity has a positive effect on the brain, which includes improved mood and increased libido. I know me personally, if I start working legs real heavy, well, it's not heavy, just a lot of reps, a lot of, you know, with legs, it massively increases my dopamine. You know, runners get that runner high from running.
Oh, yeah.
And it also massively increases libido. So, I mean, it's very, very important that you exercise. And it says get enough sleep. And, again, that's why we have the melatonin right here. The melatonin is super, super important. The melatonin is sublingual. I use this every single night, and it gets you maybe good. Well, get our sleep like a baby protocol. Phenomenal kit that we have on the website. Works great. It says listen to good music. Now, I suggest you listen to Christian music and not a bunch of rap music. Because remember, the frequencies that you listen to are going to directly affect your mood. And if you're listening to super negative music with a lot of satanic infiltration into it, it's not going to help anything as far as dopamine. It's
going to
be bad. And, you know, I know years ago, I mean, when Austin was young, I mean, we had one of our relatives, who basically was really not a good person, give him a whole basically MP3 player, whatever it was called, of all the satanic music, and I quickly got rid of it all. But the point is, you don't let little children start listening to that because it's not healthy for them, and it doesn't do anything good for them, and it makes them want to start emulating the music they're hearing. And then it says get enough sunlight. That's very important. Now, I don't suggest that you lay out in the sun at high noon here in Florida and bake yourself with, you know, with baby oil. That's a mistake.
If you're in Florida, early morning sun.
Early morning sun,
get up in the morning. It's great, give you good energy. But
without sunglasses, by the way, you got to have sun. You don't need sunglasses when you're having early morning sun.
Early morning.
Yeah.
If it's 3 in the afternoon, you better buy yourself a set of sunglasses if you're in August in Florida.
Yeah, or you want to do it right before sunset. Yeah. That's okay, too. But that really helps triggering this type of dopamine release. Now, also, we talk a little bit about supplements here, and this is what it's talking about in the supplements. It's talking about the protein. It's talking about B6, B12, and folate. Folate, they say, is one of the most important things that you can do as far as releasing dopamine in the body. And vitamin E is a really potent blood thinner. And the folate max is a phenomenal product and the vitamin E for this. And it says that folate is very, very, very important in order to increase the amount of dopamine your body produces. And it says you got to have all these different things going on at the same time to get the reward centers in your brain working properly. And now, one other thing, too, and it says omega-3 fats are very, very important. You got to do all of that.
Let me interject real quick. He said folate max. This is the methylated 5-MTHF, which is methyl tetrahydrofolate.
This is
the only folate that's been shown to do that. Normal folic acid isn't bad for you. It can have health benefits and certain benefits in the body, like we use regular folic acid in the HGH stimulate because it works with L-arginine and citrulline. If you're using this as far as to help out increase serum folate and help out with the nervous system and help out what he's talking about. You have to have a methylated folate if you really want to boost those levels up on there. That's why we have the 5-MTHF. I just want to cover that.
And it says other ones who create it, you know, basically folate and vitamin B5, B6. Very, very important. And it says if you have a deficiency in any of these nutrients, you'll have trouble making enough dopamine to meet your body's needs and may contribute to the development of mood disorders like depression. I'll say it again. These are going to be minerals and supplements, including iron, folate, and vitamin B6. Now, iron, I don't recommend taking iron supplements unless it's absolutely necessary. I recommend, except for females, if they're menstruating or if they're pregnant, they may need some. But blackstrap molasses, unsulfured blackstrap molasses, does a great job of bringing iron up. And so that's a very good product. But these are the things that will help to elevate dopamine levels. Now, I'm going to say another thing, too, and this is very, very important. I don't like talking about this stuff, but since we're already here on this, we might as well cover it. When we have a problem in the United States with online things that you shouldn't be looking at, all right? We talked about this a few weeks ago. You can have a problem with erectile dysfunction from pornography, period. It causes a real problem in the body because your brain and the reward centers and the dopamine and everything else are happening at the same time. Stay away from that stuff, guys. Just stay away from it. Ladies, stay away from it. It's not healthy for anybody, and protect your children from it. It's very, very important. You keep everything coded and locked. Don't give young children, you know, iPhones that have access to internet stuff like this, because they'll always be curious and their buddies and their friends are going to want them to look up certain things for them. And make sure the kids that have iPhones around your young children have their phones locked too. I know that sounds like a lot of work, but trust me, I have seen it happen to people so many times where their children, even at the age of 10 years of age, get involved in this kind of stuff online and start looking at this stuff. It's not healthy for them whatsoever. They don't need to see any of that stuff. Nobody, even the adults, don't need to see any of that stuff. But it's just what happens. Now, another thing too, this is really important too. If we know that the visual receptor sites trigger basically dopamine in the brain, which they will, then we have to make sure, and that don't get mad at me. We've got to make sure that whether we're male or female, that we stay in shape for our wife or our husband. You think, well, I'm a little late for that now. No, don't start that. It's never too late to ever get in shape. You got to be in shape so that when your spouse sees you, that you trigger them as far as they see you as being desirable. You think, well, gosh, I can't believe you're going here right now. No, stop. I'm just being honest with you. There's so many people out there competing for the interests of your spouse. Let you know that right now. Then when they go to the grocery store where your wife does, there's guys looking at them. So we're seeing if they're wearing wedding rings. It's on and on and on. There's so many guys, women that are looking for your husband. Be really careful and make sure you maintain some type of desirability with each other. And it's very important that you do that. And if you have a problem with that, just discuss it with your spouse. Say, hey, let's work on this together. Let's get back into shape. Do that too. And you think, well, you're meddling. Now, I'm not meddling with nothing. I'm just telling you what's going on. All the high fructose corn syrup, all the wine, all the alcohol, all the bread, all the pasta, all the rice, all the potatoes, all these starchy carbohydrates, all of this elevated insulin, all it does is cause problems with gaining body fat and gaining weight. Just that's why we talk about this on the show. Eat clean. If you stay with chicken and vegetables or fish and vegetables or beef and vegetables or whatever you want, you're going to be a lot healthier, number one. And number two, you're going to look a lot better for your spouse. I don't care if you're male or female. What do you think?
Well, you're spot on. And that's a sore topic for some people. But both had issues where we've, as far as with friends, we've both had issues with our friends where they come to us and they're like, hey, you know, I've had an issue with my husband. I have an issue with my wife. And we got customers that come in. They go, you know, we got married a couple years ago and now everybody's put on 20 30 40 50 pounds
100 pounds
they get in really good shape for a wedding. Watch it happen. They get in really good shape for a wedding, they get married, and all of a sudden weight goes up.
They let themselves go.
And I'm not picking on anybody, I'm not adding anybody right now, but what I'm saying is exactly what you just said. The world, whether you want to believe it or not, is an extremely competitive place now. Mm-hmm. Because of online aspects too. You've got all this stuff now with Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram and all these social media platforms, which in my opinion, a lot of times married couples don't even be on certain platforms like Snapchat. That doesn't even exist. I'll tell you that right now. I'm 100% believer in that. If you're using social media for marketing stuff, whatever, cool story. But be very cautious as far as what you're allowing with your own body and what you're allowing to happen. Because I've seen it happen so many times. Guys get married, and all of a sudden their wife's still exercising. They start drinking pizza and beer every weekend with their buddies. All of a sudden they get up 20 pounds, 30 pounds. And they call me and like, dude, my wife, you know, doesn't really look at me anymore. I said, well, I'm not picking on you, bud, but, you know, you're 5'8", you're 300 pounds. You know, what do you expect out of her? And, again, I'm not at anybody.
Well, then I didn't hear, well, I'm 5'8", 300 pounds. I gained a lot of muscles since I got married.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're 5'8 and 300 pounds, it ain't muscle, guys. You know, unless you're some steroid freak.
Or unless some power lifter, but still, I mean,
but the end of the day. But again.
Don't use that as an excuse. No. Own the problem, fix it, and go with it.
HGH stimulate, vitamin E, zinc, folate. All these things are very, very important to help maintain healthy libido, especially the zinc. All of these things are so important that when you use them on a regular basis, it's going to really, really help your body get what the body needs to produce the proper amount of energy, dopamine, and everything else that your body needs. And one of the things that's all massively overlooked, Austin, is dopamine with erectile dysfunction.
Yes.
It's a major, major problem because if you don't have a signal that goes through your brain that's triggering desire because you're deficient in folate or some other nutrient, then at that point in time, no matter what you do, even if you take Viagra,
yeah,
nothing happens. Just I'm going to let you know that. Very, very important. But this HGH Stimulate, I take two scoops of this every single day, and I tell you what, that's a phenomenal product.
And these are the base nutrients that help out with everything he's talking about, and then you have the other factor of testosterone. So if all of these are in place, normal testosterone will usually be at a healthy level. However, if you are trying to build more muscle or increase libido, the Testo Plus formula is a great one to add into the mix if you really want to increase your testosterone levels with these other supplements. Just thought I would throw that in there because it's a very, very effective formula. I get a lot of positive results from everybody that tries it, especially if you get everything else lined in, circulation, dopamine.
But if you don't have enough circulation going on, if your dopamine's not high enough, it doesn't really make a whole lot of difference how much Testo Plus you take.
Correct.
You got to get this stuff right. You got to get your nutrient density high enough to make it work. So, but then a Testo Plus,
if you're getting your dopamine dialed in, your circulation's good, but you are having an issue with getting older and your testosterone's really low, this is something you throw in there to really help increase that.
And by the way, the omega-3 fats really help testosterone. Really,
they help everything, man.
Well, no.
Omega-3s, you can't even, I mean, you got to be living under a rock nowadays if you don't understand omega-3s are crucial for cardiovascular health, for brain health, for energy, for serotonin, for dopamine.
These are all my personal stories, by the way. They're almost all empty because I take them every single day.
he drags everything out of the kitchen. What are you doing? I'm bringing product out there. Everybody keeps asking me, so I'm going to show them what I take in the morning.
Well, no, it's important to understand. I mean, if we don't have the right amount of nutrients, I mean, let's say it this way. Let's say you're going to go build a house and you're going to brick the outside of the house and someone sends you the brick, but they don't send you the mortar.
Yeah.
Okay. When you say, you need sand. You need sand to build a brick. So you're throwing sand in, you put the brick in there. First rainstorm, you get the bricks off, it all falls down. And you're like, well, what happened? Well, you didn't have the proper construction materials in your body, the proper nutrients to build what you needed. If you can't build testosterone, if you can't build collagen, you can't do it all. It just doesn't work. And this, by the way, this collagen product, if you want to keep your skin tight and make sure you maintain elasticity in your skin, but collagen peptides with trace
type
minerals.
Type 1 and type 2 is both of them. It's great.
Oh, my gosh. This product is phenomenal. I use Van and I. Van works out with me every day, my workout partner, and we put 3 to 4 scoops in a shake for this every
really
day.
Especially for all my guys that are training all the time, it's really good for the joints.
Oh, really? No, my joints are doing great. No, we started doing, after I started using this product, we started doing a bunch of leg press again. My knees are doing great.
Yeah. And you see, all those factors when it comes to joints, when it comes to mood, when it comes to energy, when it comes to libido, all of it needs to be tied into healthy fats as well. On top of that, that's why I had that article the other day with dietary cholesterol isn't the enemy. People that keep telling you don't eat beef, don't eat butter, don't eat eggs, these things are bad for you, stay on your statin drugs, they're lying flat out. I was clear.
Or they're seriously misinformed.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be living under a rock if you think the statin drugs are healthy for you. It's the number one drug we tell you never to take if you can avoid it, period, because it massively lowers cholesterol. And without cholesterol, you can't produce testosterone. No. This is my breakfast this morning. It's funny you have that, but I use a stainless steel pan, and this is Teflon. Look at the serratus.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's nasty. But I have 3 eggs swimming in a pail of butter every morning, and they're doing a backstroke, right?
I get it sometimes. Sometimes when you're in a rush or you didn't sleep good or the alarm goes off late and you don't have time to make eggs in the morning, that's what the Fit Food's for, and that's why we use the stack of the
I had my eggs and I had
I usually have both in the morning.
Oh yeah.
And I throw the peptides in with my shake. I didn't have my shake out here, I already had it. But no, that's I like to have all of it.
Well,
I tell everybody, because I get it. Sometimes people get wrapped up. You got kids running late. They're acting ridiculous.
Well, think about this. If you have this for breakfast first thing in the morning, or your shake if you're in a hurry, what that does is stabilizes blood sugar
exactly
for the morning.
What
that means, you don't elevate insulin. You elevate glucagon, which helps to burn body fat, and you stabilize blood sugar.
Now, what you can do, and this is a little trick if you're really in a rush, have hard-boiled eggs in the fridge already peeled that you made the night before or the week before, however you want to make them. And you could go in, grab two or three eggs, choke them down with a protein shake while you're walking out the door.
Oh, God, that sounds awful.
Well, you're not 36. I'm very busy all the time, and I've got three kids. So sometimes you just got to just – you got to get what you got to get in,
you
man.
You know, hard-boiled eggs are okay if you mix a little bit of, you know, avocado mayonnaise.
Yeah, I just put Redmond salt on them.
Oh, gosh.
But it's not bad with a shake. They go down pretty
well. Well, if you had a shake, yeah, with that, but I mean –
trying to eat them dry with no water.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Hard-boiled eggs dry. Yeah, I mean, I can do it. Now, this is a funny show today. Sometimes I will cook an egg like that, but I'll do it soft-boiled.
Yeah.
But you got to use a spoon. That's the German thing. Then they have the little Eier tuss.
Yeah.
You put the egg in there, you tap it, and you break it open. You guys have no idea what I'm talking about. And but we had those Eier tuss is what they are, like egg holders. When I was a kid, and you'd crack them and eat them. And we have some of those in the house still.
Yeah.
In fact, I saw some of those in Potsdam one time.
Did you?
What's Potsdam? That's in Berlin.
Yeah.
And they were
popular.
They were actually silver. They were sterling. And they weren't that expensive. And I thought, wow, these are really cool. And I said, oh, gosh, like four or five of them is like, you know, $100. I said, whoa, that's expensive. And I told Sharon, I said, I'm not going to buy those. It's too much. It bothered me.
They would have been cool pieces to have.
Oh, no. So I went back like a year later all the way to Berlin to buy these stupid egg things, right?
Yeah.
And they no longer carried them. And they said, we get more requests for those things than anything else that we don't carry anymore. And everybody comes in the first time. Oh, they're too expensive. They want to come back and buy them. And they're not here anymore. And I thought, well, that's great. So if you guys want to buy me a really nice set of sterling.
You're so funny. Location in Berlin, in Germany. Make sure honestly, you can probably order them online now, dude. That's probably why they stopped carrying them.
They're really cool, though.
You sure? I'm sure you can really find them online.
I felt like I was like having eggs in a castle if I've been eating those.
That's how they eat them all the time over there.
Well, they look like this. Well, sort of like that. And there's a little thing. You put the egg in it, and you tap them, and they were sterling silver. So my birthday's coming up in November. Just thought I'd mention that.
In November?
That's a long ways away. I'm just kidding. Well, sort of. All right, what else you got going on?
Health news. This is interesting here. Now, this is a kind of a cool article. We're going to find out because there's a lot of stuff been moving with the EPA and the FDA. It says the EPA won't get pesticides out of the food. Can the FDA step in and get the job done with some of the new individuals that are coming in? And it says the FDA can consult the EPA on food safety issues ignored by the agency, including recent data suggesting combined pesticide exposure may further amplify toxicity and compromise the intestinal barrier. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced last week he is directing the FDA to explore rulemaking to review substances and food affirmed by the foods company to be generally recognized as safe, committed to promoting radical transparency to make sure all Americans know what's in their food. I talked about this in detail last week with GRAS, the generally recognized as safe, because the EPA comes in now and says, it doesn't matter, all these pesticides, everything's considered safe, 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 safe. Well, the issue that nobody wants to discuss is when you start stacking 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pesticides and herbicides all together on the same.
There you go.
You start having a serious combined toxicity level. So they'll take one compound, one pesticide, one herbicide. They'll use a minute amount of it on food testing. They'll come back and test the food later. And they say, well, it's only a minute amount. It's considered generally recognized as safe. But they never go in and they test, you know, a dozen of these things combined together. It's the same thing that we've seen in the vaccine industry with the pediatricians. The CDC comes in and says, hey, this vaccine's considered safe and effective for young children. But they don't ever come in and test the seven shots all together combined. There's not one single research study you will ever find that goes into detail about the seven vaccine shots that are recommended by the CDC at 6 months old combined together in a clinical trial. Because they can't do it. Because they know it's going to happen. And they know for a fact you'd have so many side effects in such a young group, control group, like 6 months old, you get enormous blowback. So they go away from it and they approve everything one at a time. That's when they came in and they said, the COVID shot's safe for 6 months old and up. We're the only country in the entire world that's recommended a COVID shot for 6 months olds. The only one. Nobody else in the world stupid or dumb enough or crazy enough to do it but us. And then you know, take the step in. Why in the world have they not tested the COVID shot combined with six other vaccines? Answer, they know what it does. And so this is what R.F. Kennedy Jr. is talking about with the FDA coming in and regulating this stuff since the EPA has been so compromised, they're refusing to do it. So this is a big deal, big health story. Wanted to cover that today, bud.
Well, I'm going there right now.
Where are we going?
Going to pyramids.
Right. How do we go from pesticides and herbicides to pyramids?
Because we've already covered 33 minutes of health and nutrition and, you know, pesticides and herbicides. Now we got to go to conspiracy.
The clock. I thought you guessed it first. Okay. All right, we're going to pyramids, switching gears, get your five-point harness on, let's go.
Now, this is interesting. You know, years ago, many years ago, 20, 30 years ago, I guess it was now, almost 30 years ago now, Austin and I crawled down inside the Great Pyramid in Giza.
We did.
You were about 10 years
Crazy
old.
Crazy place. Yeah.
And you're almost 40 now, so that was in there. So.
Whoa,
you closer to 40 or 30?
Whoa,
you closer,
easy,
are you,
back
are
up.
You, are you closer to 40 or 30?
I am closer to 36 because that's my current age right now. Jeez.
That's closer to 40, guys.
Man, I mean, so, all right.
So anyhow, this is the time we got abducted by the camel jockeys. Mm-hmm. And we actually got basically kidnapped into the desert. But we're here, so we made it. Long story. I told you that story. I'm not going to tell it again. But what happened is, you know, we crawled down inside this Great Pyramid. Now, it was kind of weird because we crawled down inside of it, and there was no really burial chamber. There was like a big vault down there at the bottom, but there was no in there. There were no pharaohs in there.
No, they pulled all that stuff out of there.
Well, no, they said that never existed there. And now the discovery of giant structures under the Giza pyramids could prove that a whole bunch of conspiracy theories are actually true. Now, I'm going to go somewhere that I normally don't go right now. I've done it a couple times, but only a few times in the 10 years. Was there a time when humanity possessed technology that is even more advanced than we possess today? That's why I did Angel Wars.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to go right here, right now. Using radar signals sent from two different satellites hovering high above the planet, a team of scientists discovered that the absolutely colossal man-made structures underneath the Giza pyramids in Egypt, these structures are far larger than the pyramids themselves, and they truly impressive because the Great Pyramid is so large you can actually see it from space. And apparently these structures were designed for some sort of purpose, but our best minds can only speculate as to what the purpose might have been because it appears that the technology that was being used is far beyond anything we have today. We covered this in Angel Wars with the pre-Adamic race in depth. For decades, we've been told that the Giza pyramids were tombs for the pharaohs, and they were constructed by very primitive Egyptians using very primitive tools. Now, here's what they said. Now, I've been there. Austin's been there. Some of these rocks are gigantic, and there's millions of rocks in these pyramids, giant bricks. The Egyptian pyramids were built by quarrying massive limestone blocks, millions of them, okay, whatever, transporting them hundreds of miles to the construction site through deep sand.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to see that. I want to see you use an ox cart with wooden wheels and go through deep sand with a 20-ton monolithic block on your thing. I want to see that. I want to see how many oxen it takes to pull that and the ditch you're going to dig with one rock, not millions of rocks. Just thought I'd mention that, okay? We'll continue. And then using a combination of ramps. Okay, I want to see you slide a 20-ton rock up a ramp. Yeah, I want to see that. Sleds and possibly levers to raise them into place with highly organized workforce. Yeah, I want to see it. I want to see that happen.
Bro,
I want to see you move one rock.
The tolerances at the pyramids. A lot of times people don't realize when you see those photos of the pyramids, those blocks are enormous. They look like you could just crawl up them. They're unbelievably big. And the tolerances, most of them, it's hard to even put your fingers in between.
A lot of them can't get a credit card.
Yeah, it's insane.
This response reflects the official narrative, which is a lie as always. Almost everything that's been pushed on us and is absolutely absurd. Even with all of the advanced technology we possess today, we could not reproduce the Great Pyramid. We don't have the technology to lift those rocks that high with the biggest cranes we've got.
I don't know. I feel that's a stretch on there now.
I don't.
I mean, you got some of those big old cranes you see as far as moving.
They ain't moving a 20-ton rock, bud.
No, that's true. They're moving steel I-beams, though, some big I-beams.
Yeah, but they're not 20 tons. Okay. Anyone who claims that the ancient Egyptians constructed the pyramids using ramps, sleds, and levers are extremely irrational.
That's a fact.
That's like believing that we came for nothing, and when we leave here, we go back to nothing. Did I say that? There is a God. He put us here. He built this stuff, and we covered this on the pre-Adamic race of why we're here. And I talk about the energy fields created by the pyramids in Angel Wars.
Yep.
The mysteries of an underground city beneath Egypt's pyramid deepens as scientists have shared new details with structures that are built up to 4,000 feet below the surfaces. These things are about 500 feet tall. They're structures that are built 4,000 feet. A team of Italian researchers claim they uncovered giant vertical shafts wrapped in spiral staircases and a massive limestone platform containing two enormous chambers with descending channels resembling pipelines. I talked about this in Angel Wars. I'm going to go into more detail right now. During the news briefing released Saturday, the researchers said a water system had been identified beneath the platform located more than 2,000 feet before below the pyramid, with underground pathway leading even deeper into the earth. How in the world would it have been possible for a very primitive Egyptian to tunnel down 1 mile?
Golly.
Just mentioning that, using very primitive tools, you're going to have a shovel.
Here's a shovel and a pick.
Yeah, okay. Well, I need you to dig a hole here 5,000 feet deep. The sand kind of caves back into the hole when I dig it. You're going to have to dig faster. Okay, can I have two shovels? You probably give you 10,000 shovels, but you ain't going to get it done. You can't. In Florida, we have a thing called sugar sand.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, it fills in faster than you can dig it out. Okay? So you're going to have to start digging like, you know, if you're going to dig 5,000 feet down, you have to start digging like 3 miles out in both directions with sand. Now, I've been to this sand is thick over there. It really is. When the camels were chasing across the desert, abducting us, I thought to myself, wow, this is a lot of sand. And it was hot. It was October. It was 115 degrees. Remember that, Austin? It was so hot, but it was very dry. But it was interesting. So now they're saying this stuff's 5,000 feet deep. Well, it'd be impossible. The team of Italian researchers sent signals from two satellites positioned more than 400 feet above the planet and the pyramids. The signals were subsequently converted into sound waves, and they allowed the researchers to see through solid stone. During the press briefing, the team explained they had spent radar signals. Now, here's what happens, and here's what the pyramids do. When you move water, now listen to me for a second, at more than 200 meters per second, it creates an electrical field. The water changes color and turns blue. Just thought I'd mention all this to you guys today again. And what happens, it creates a giant energy field around the pyramids. Now they're saying that these pyramids were built around shafts of water and that they had descending chambers going down deeper and deeper and deeper into the earth. Personally, what I believe is these were giant transformers that were being used to produce an energy field around the planet, which is going to be free energy, and also, like 5G, 6G, used to control the very thoughts and the minds of the people on this planet. And there were thousands and thousands of these giant pyramids all over the planet, and I believe they were a giant energy producer for the entire planet, period, in the pre-Adamic race. And these are leftovers of what we have seen. All of this stuff is very, very real. We can see it. We can analyze it. We can look at it from space now with X-rays, and we can see there's something else down there. Now, the easiest way to do this is to bring out about a 40,000-pound track hoe with about an 8-foot bucket and start digging through that sand at the edge of the pyramid and go down about 300 or 400 feet, which they can do that very easily. Well, not easily. They have to build a frame around it and go underneath the base of the pyramids to see what these cylinder structure looks like. If the Egyptian people will allow them to do it.
Excavate like that, though, bro.
But you ain't doing it with it. You're not doing it with a little hand trial. It ain't going to happen. You're not going to look at them like that. But all of this stuff is very, very real. We have thousands of these pyramids. And there's another giant Alaskan pyramid up in Alaska. These things are all over the planet. They're all over the bottom of the ocean when the earths were split apart. Now, what happened when God basically separated the waters of the deep and he basically flooded the planet for the first time and the second time with Noah, it pulled this stuff apart. And it no longer had the ability to function because the water supply to these pyramids was basically disrupted. And so the energy field was disrupted. So I personally believe that a lot of this stuff was very, very advanced technology. And they're saying that in this article, too, that we don't have the access to at this point. So we were – and that's why Solomon said it this way. He says there's nothing new under the sun, Austin.
Yep.
And the Bible's so clear about that. In other words, the stuff that we're building now and we're developing now has already been here once or maybe twice before, and we need to be aware of it. That shows you the marvel of what God can do and the abilities and the technology that he has. That's why I always say to you, and we get letters in from you guys, first of all, let me explain something to you. I am not a flat earther. Just to let you know that. I'm not that. But I don't believe the earth is round like a ball either. I don't believe that either. I believe we've been lied to about so many things it's ridiculous. And I don't believe the math works as far as flying and, you know, adjusting your trim and everything else. There's so many things about what they tell us that they're lies. I often wonder often, is anything the truth? They tell us the statin drugs are good for you. The tricyclic antidepressants are good for you. The serotonin reuptake inhibitors are good for you. They tell you that basically, don't worry about this. It won't affect you if we bring the Frankfurt School to the United States. Yeah. Oh, by the way, porn will be good for you. No, it's not. And all of these things, they tell you that all this stuff is just lie after lie after lie after lie after lie because Satan is a liar. He's the father of lies, and all he wants to do is come rob, steal, kill, and destroy. That's all he wants, period. And so ask these questions. Try to figure out on your own. Say, why are they telling me this? What's the point here? Who's trying to make money on this? Ask yourself that question. You know, I tell you, if you don't want to eat protein powder in the morning for whatever, take eggs. I don't sell you eggs.
Or both.
Or both. Okay, I'm trying to let you know there's all kinds of natural alternatives here to stay healthy all the days of your life, period. But always ask yourself a question. When it says that pharmakia controlled the earth is through drugs, look at all the people that willingly allowed themselves to be sacrificed in Aztec world, in ancient Inca world.
I don't know if all of them were willing.
Yeah, they drugged them all. They drugged them all. They weren't willing to start with.
They're cutting their hearts out and stuff.
Well, yeah, they would just take them up to the thing and kill them.
What's that movie, Apocalypto?
Oh, man. But when you drug them enough.
Gibson.
When you drug them enough, they'll do whatever you want.
There's all kinds of drugs they do that stuff down there. So that's a crazy world on there. Now, this is another health news.
Well, one more thing. Look at all the pictures and all the videos of the people in World War II that were lined up in front of ditches and shot.
Oh, yeah.
They were all drugged.
Control people you drug them.
Nobody just sit there and be shot voluntarily. And you're going to be drugged.
And that's what they've done now. And that's why organic industry watchdog groups are looking at HHS Secretary RFK Jr. to retrieve and save the true meaning of organics, because we talked about this before.
Oh, this is so compromised.
Now what they've done, exactly what he's just talking about, they've compromised and convoluted the term organic to allow so many different compounds to be in this stuff. And, you know, the letter to Kennedy, they asked him to actively intervene to save the true meaning of the organic label. As the organic industry has been expanding over the last 2 years, major agro-industrial players have come to dominate the industry, drowning out the voices of family farmers.
For two decades.
He said agro-industry successfully lobbied the USDA to allow practices like hydroponic vegetable production, industrial meat, egg, and milk production to be certified as organic, even though they don't meet the original intent of the Organic Food Production Act from 1990 from Congress, which established organics as an alternative to industrial farming. This is exactly what we talk about, where they take stuff and they convolute it and they manipulate it.
Here's the big one right here.
Yep.
Fraudulent organic imports from Turkey, India, and China and others have flooded the U.S., driving domestic organic family farmers out of business.
This is one of the reasons why I tell you, if you're buying organic food, if you're getting basically local stuff, try to buy local from actual local groups and buy organic from places that you know are coming from the United States. What he's talking about there is a very serious problem with India and China. They list stuff in China as organic. I can tell you with 100% certainty from the tests that I've seen with raw nutrients and raw, you know, stuff that comes out of there, there is no certification of anything in China. They just slap whatever they want on it. They don't have to test anything. It all depends on who you give the most money to over there. Oh, it's organic. It's good to go. And so we've seen this compromise, and I'm glad they're getting involved in it. And also one other report, too. This is interesting. This is great news, fantastic news, great news for a Monday. Kash Patel's cutting as many as 1,000 ATF agents.
This is great.
This is great news. And this, I love this part right here from the fake news narrative. So they're saying he plans to cut 1,000 ATF agents, reassigning them to the FBI if needed, which whatever, at least they're dissolving the ATF. Gabby Gifford's gun control group responds and goes, listen to this propaganda here. The decision would increase crime and hurt law enforcement.
No, it doesn't.
The ATF is the only federal law enforcement agency stopping gun traffickers.
That's a lie.
From flooding communities.
More lies.
With illegal guns.
More lies.
Hold on a second. Let me rephrase this. ATF is the only known domestic alphabet agency that is directly trafficking firearms to and from the Mexican drug cartel. There I go. I fixed it.
Well, that was with Obama.
That's Obama, and it's still active, by the way. Everybody thinks ATF Fast and Furious just existed under that one time with Eric Holder. You guys must think the CIA only did the one job with JFK.
By the way, it was also Mossad instead of the CIA.
Zach was involved, and they were both working together on it. They've worked together on everything. So when you see this stuff with these agencies and you know what they're directly involved in, it brings me great joy to know they're dissolving part of it. And I hope at the end of the day, ATF gets dissolved, the NFA Act gets dissolved, the FBI
takes over. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Alcohol, tobacco.
It's a prohibition agency. That's what it was. It was a prohibition agency. This is stupid. It needs to be dissolved. So, again, Kash Patel's coming clean on this. He's saying they work on 1,000 ATF agents. They're doing nothing. FBI can handle the scope of this stuff. ATF does not need to be involved.
And while they're at it, they go ahead and get rid of a bunch of FBI agents, too, which they're doing too.
Which they are also doing, yes.
Well, again, and now the post office is having a conniption fit because Trump wants to privatize them.
Yes.
They're unbelievably upset. They're like, we don't want to be privatized. Well, there's a reason for that. They have to actually do work.
Well, it's not that. There are some good post offices.
No, there are. There are.
But there's a lot of inefficiency and a lot of waste. What I personally have dealt with, and you guys know this is why we have the express shipping now with UPS.
Good segue.
We have, shipping on here because of what's happened with the problems with Priority Mail, where people are ordering stuff. We're shipping out the same day. You order, we get out the same day. All of a sudden, people are calling me up 7, 8, 9, 10 days later, and they go, The package is sitting at my hub. It's not out for delivery. It's sitting there for days on end. We're calling the post office. They're calling the post office. They go, oh, well, it's planned for delivery next week. It's been at your hub for 5 days. What are you doing? And nobody can answer the questions. I try to get a hold of Postmasters. I know everybody. Nobody can. Well, no, it's been here since Monday. We should have delivered by Friday. I'm like, dude, the address is 12 miles away from the post office. Why has it not been delivered? So we decided we're skipping a lot of that. Majority of stuff we're using is UPS. If you want express shipping, it's $19.99. It doesn't even cover our cost in most cases. That gives you 2 to 3 guaranteed day express shipping right to your door. In some cases, it's next day air. Some people I'm having an order express on Monday. It's at their door on Tuesday. You're not getting better than that.
Postal workers rally against privatization amid Trump's call for USPS overhaul. Renewed push from President Trump to privatize the Postal Service has sparked concerns among postal workers and their advocates, who warned that such a move could endanger service in some communities. Wait a minute. I remember we had this one mail guy. Oh, my gosh, was he awful. And I remember he would not, if we had a car parked near the door and he couldn't back up directly to the door, I mean, within
like 15 feet of the door.
He would just leave. And then he started taking pictures. There was a car parked in front of the door and turning us into the postmaster. Finally, I walked up to him one day. He was delivering stuff to me. He came up and started wanting to talk bad about some of my staff. And I said, dude, what's wrong with you? I said, why are you always so negative?
Well, and we told him, I said, listen, dude, we're a business.
The guy's making $80,000 a year.
Yeah. I said, we're a business. We have cars in and out. We have customers in and out. We have shipments in and out. If there's a car in the way, you walk up, say, hey, when are you moving this? If you don't want to walk an extra 10 feet, okay, we'll cater to you. He wouldn't even do that. He'd pull up as soon as he'd see a car in the vicinity anywhere near the building. He'd take a photo, take off.
Oh, yeah.
And then go center the postman. There's a car there. I could not walk the extra 10 feet.
And finally, we had to ask. And they finally accommodated us to send somebody else,
out.
After years, though. It took years.
It was a nightmare. And so, I mean, the USPS needs to be.
Well, no. See, if it was privatized, that would never happen.
See, you wonder why they operate on like a $10 to $20 billion loss every year, but UPS makes money. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? How do they have two different agencies that do the exact same thing, two different companies? But yeah, UPS makes money. Post office loses $10 to $20 billion a year. It's called efficiency and inefficiency at the same time, and it needs to be overhauled.
Well, what they do, because if you've basically ever been in the military, you get a priority as far as going into the post office, getting a job. The problem is, it's almost like that DEI hiring run amok. They hire people because of their background, because of whether they're in the military or whatever, and they don't really look at them for the qualifications.
Yeah.
You know, they don't look at them, do you actually have a pleasing personality? Are you actually nice? Will you actually work?
Well, in some cases, too, one of the biggest issues that I've seen with a lot of stuff with the USPS personally is they massively overhire for certain areas. They'll have an area that they may need 10 or 20 employees as far as that are going to deliver and stuff, and they'll place have 30, 40 people. And there's just people sitting around all day doing nothing, getting paid.
You see that with city workers.
You know, city workers. And that's the biggest issue you have with USPS is it's not based on getting a job done, being efficient. It's just we have X amount of people here. We have to pay them. That's the job. It doesn't even matter if it gets delivered. Hence the issue I'm running into now. Products, packages, been at hubs for 4 or 5 days. They're sitting there. Nobody's delivering them. But yet I call them up. Everybody knows the package is there. I give them the tracking number. They see the package sitting there, but it hasn't been delivered in 4 or 5 days.
I'm looking at the package right now. It was supposed to be delivered 5 days ago. We'll try to get it out next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But you got it in your hand. Can't you give it to the guy? Well, we don't work that way.
This isn't my job. It's not my job.
There you go.
It's so-and-so's job to handle this, so I can't touch it. I've watched it. Gosh, compartmentalization is insane. Nobody will do anything. As far as if it's not specifically what they're going to do, they won't even hand it to somebody. Well, it's not my problem to tell anybody about it. So anyways,
you know what it reminds me of is that I think it was a John Wayne movie. Was it Chisholm? I think it was Chisholm.
Yes, Chisholm.
He's sitting there, and they basically have kidnapped his grandson.
Yeah.
Okay? And he goes – and the guy goes, you know, I don't care if it's your fault, my fault, anybody's fault. If you don't get it done, if something happens to my grandson, I'm going to blow your head off.
Yeah.
Remember that movie? And see, that's not the mentality you have to have. You don't want to be around shooting people, but it's got to be, I don't care if it's your fault, my fault, or somebody else's fault. If this package doesn't get delivered, we're going to write everybody up.
Right. It's got to get done.
Everybody's getting written up. If you get 3 write-ups, we're going to terminate all of you.
Well, what's crazy is when we used to have the early contracts with USPS, priority mail was 2 to 3 days, pretty much guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And when stuff wouldn't get there on time, you could get refunds back for some of the shipping. We did that before.
Not anymore.
It's 2 to 3 days doesn't even a time frame concept. But this switching gears, this is something I did want to cover real quick. This is a funny story. It'd be really useful down here in Florida. We're not the sheep. They're not like a crisis act in Antarctica. That's another topic too. This one's funny. Cars let you fly over traffic.
No, I saw this. It was a joke. I watched it do it. This was like
he hovers around.
Yeah, but he can barely move. This is not what you think it is. I watched it. It went over traffic like a half a mile an hour, and it's got a bunch of fans on it. It was cool.
Half a mile an hour is faster than Florida right now. Going eastbound.
You know, I remember it used to take 35 minutes to get to the Mall of Millennium.
Oh, no. Okay?
35 minutes. Now it may take up to 3 hours, especially during spring break.
Moving?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, quite frankly, that's faster than I-4 traffic is lately.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to go there the other day. I mean, it was a joke. I mean, granted, the technology is cool. Is it in its infancy?
Well, here's what you're going to do. You're going to fly over traffic with air blasting on the cars below you. Really? Okay. Well, you're gonna have all kinds of damage to the paint. And if they're in the air doing this, all they're gonna do, watch all the sand blow when the kid comes up in the air. And don't get me wrong, it's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was more of a comical relief as far as the show.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. This was our comic relief. Look, you see it put the tarp down, you know why they put the tarp down? Because they don't want to blow the debris up inside the intakes.
But here's the funny part about this. This is the picture that I got. Everybody starts buying these. At least you have 10 or 20 people on the road. Where everybody gets in traffic, everybody starts going over traffic. Well, there's no way to have air traffic control with these, really, because you're going to be ground and road. So everybody's going to be running into
each
other. That
is one ugly dude, boy. Jeez. Uber, the Petro. Okay, whatever.
Anyways, I thought it was funny.
I thought that was a very good story.
It was a funny story, yes.
Oh, we're almost out of time. So what we've covered today, we covered ED. We've covered postal workers who go postal.
We've talked
about ATF being, you know, a bunch of them getting fired. We've talked about pyramidal structures that were pre-Adamic that basically had advanced energy propulsion systems, maybe not propulsion, but energy generating systems.
While we talked about dopamine.
While we talked about dopamine and EDD. No, ED.
ED.
ED. Well, I don't think there is an EDD. I think of ADD.
Erectile dysfunction disorder.
There you go.
Perfect. Yeah.
We'll make up a new term here. And we talk about different supplements that can help with all of this stuff. So we've had fun. And so also we've realized, too, that, you know, Donald Trump has now gotten mad about a picture hanging in the Colorado Capitol of him that basically is awful. And I have to admit, Donald Trump is right. There's a photo of him that was painted, and it doesn't even look like him. And it makes him look like he's a about 300 pounds overweight, honestly. And it's sad because they put this in the Capitol. She goes, well, he needs to look neutral. Donald Trump doesn't like this portrait of him, so someone replaced it with Putin. They put Putin up in his place.
Are you serious?
And the picture of Putin's good. It's a really good photograph. And actually, they're paintings is what they are. But, you know, I think it's funny to me because when you think about it, you think, well, do you really want to have a legacy? And I'll say this. There are some really good artists out there that can really produce some really good paintings, but you got to be talented to paint a person. You really do. Because a lot of times they end up looking like caricatures.
They do.
And you're like, kind of like, what the heck was this? And Trump's picture is absolutely awful. For all of you Trumpers and Trumpettes, I don't blame you for not liking this picture. In fact, I don't like it either. So I can't say as I blame him for saying this is mental candy right now as we end the show. And so we realize that there's certain things we need to avoid, like, you know, having bad pictures of yourself done.
So that's the multiple things that we've learned today. Bad photos don't make anybody happy. Dopamine is important for sex. Pyramids are another great question that's all over the place.
Well, they're like Antarctica.
That saw earlier. Crisis in Antarctica. Can science teams even prepare for isolated assignments? It talks about all these crazy stuff they have. Now, that was a cool photo. I did see that. That was the Aurora over the British Antarctic Survey Mobile Hateley 5 Research Station in Antarctica. I thought that was pretty cool. Crazy world down there. If you guys need anything.
And by the way, there's another article I'll cover tomorrow. It's called The Economy of Denial, Addiction, Extortion, and Deception. That's a pretty good article.
It's the federal government.
Yeah, it's going to be the federal government. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I got to pray for you guys last night again and this morning again. I absolutely love you guys so much. Thank you for your support. I got to pray for you again yesterday in church, too. You guys are amazing to me, and I love you guys. And I want to thank you again for helping us with Health Masters
and
helping
the show.
And we're gonna change the set around a little bit more tomorrow. Stay tuned if you notice, and we'll have fun.
Product of the week, Ultimate Multiple. Grab it on sale if you want it. The pretty much number one product we have, 15% off.
And I'm gonna drag all this stuff back to the house for me.
Yeah, or you just leave it out here. I'll take it.
Love you guys.
Have a good one, my friends. Talk to you tomorrow.